Travis Davis may choose to bring home a less explosive souvenir from Dutch Harbor next year. The 23-year-old crab fisherman was charged with one count of interstate transportation of hazardous substance in district court on December 15th, almost a year after Transportation Security Administration personnel caught up with him at Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport. Davis had 29 California seal control devices, commonly known as seal bombs, stowed in his luggage. Davis couldn't be reached for comment this week. His attorney, federal public defender Rich Kirtner, says his client simply wasn't thinking.
You know, just sort of a dumb thing he did without really thinking about it. And, you know, if he had known or thought about it, he wouldn't have taken these types of explosives or firecrackers, is basically what they are on a plane.
Seal bombs are small explosives used by fishermen to scare marine mammals away from fishing nets and other equipment. They probably wouldn't do much damage to an airplane, but checking them with your baggage is still a pretty bad idea. Lori Berkmeyer, the chief of the airport police and fire department at the Anchorage Airport, says this was a first for her officers.
This was very unusual to have 29 seal bombs. Most of what we get at the Anchorage Airport is undeclared firearms. You're required to declare your firearm when you have it in your luggage. And that's most of the calls that we get, and the same thing can apply. They can be fined civilly through TSA or arrested through the FBI.
Davis was questioned by the airport police and an FBI agent before being allowed to continue his flight to Colorado last December. The charge filed against him by the U.S. Attorney's Office, which isn't commenting on the case, is a misdemeanor and carries a maximum penalty of 90 days in jail. But Kirtner believes his client, who has already paid a $500 fine, will be able to strike a deal to avoid serving time. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.